The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We were talking earlier about your kid being a picky eater for about 5 years of my youngest daughter's life. It was chicken strips specifically.
Not nuggets.
Not even nuggets. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even go buy Dino Nuggets. I had to buy the strips, like the Tyson strips.
You couldn't get Dino Nuggets?
No.
That's usually a home run.
No, that's what I thought.
I get that, though. It's a different kind of chicken. It feels like it's a realer chicken with the chicken tenders.
It is, but kids don't typically demand the more
vintage
product. Like, think about mac and cheese. If it comes out of a box, they're dynamite. Yeah. It's powdered cheese.
So
you make an actual mac and cheese, they think it's disgusting.
She ate like five things, right? But that was always one of them. So one of God's when I tie, this was probably between 8, 13, 14 years old, that she was in this window of chicken strips, French fries, ice cream. That's how she survived. But I would say, like, we want to go to an Italian restaurant. I'm like, look, they have this thing called chicken parmesan. And it is chicken that is breaded. And you like sauce. And you like cheese, it's kind of like a pizza toppings, but then there's spaghetti, and you like spaghetti. Like, all these things you like individual.
But you can't put them together.
It's like a big chicken strip
scene. It is. Mm-hmm. And it's got melted cheese on it that you like on your pizza, and it's got the sauce.
That won't work, though.
And you got the spaghetti. You got all the things. No, Dad, I don't want that. Have you ever tried it? Because you asked me what it was. No. All right, well... Maybe, I'll tell you what, I'll get it, give you a bite, you know, and then if you like it, you can eat it, or we'll order you one, whatever the deal was. That never was the case. So basically, she'd take a bite of mine, and I'd realize that, oh, man, she likes it. Yeah. Thank God. I would rather her learn a new food that she likes, so that I would take her.
Even if you eat mine.
I would take her basically.
Chicken nuggets?
No, her butter and Parmesan olive oil, plain-ass pasta that she got.
It's actually pretty bomb, though.
And I would eat, well, it depends.
I mean, when it's next to a chicken parm, it doesn't
Mike,
add
you're not wrong.
What I
it's not right. It's not chicken parm.
It's not what I wanted.
Right.
It's not what he ordered.
I went to an Italian restaurant to eat buttered noodles with Kraft Parmesan cheese on top and olive oil and butter. But it's not that it's bad. It's just that I could have made this.
Can you just bring me a cup of marinara,
please? I'd have made it at home. No, my daughter, she won't even put Parmesan on her pasta. So anytime... It's one thing that drives me crazy. Like, anytime we're going to go out to eat, I have to know what's on their menu. Because they have to have plain pasta. And even then, it's like, we just need buttered noodles. And like any good wait staff, they're like, would you like Parmesan? I'm like, again, noodles, butter, literally nothing else. Don't try to sneak it in. Do not put parsley on there. Do not use oregano. Do not use Parmesan. She won't eat it. And just like your daughter, man, she's basically ice cream. Chicken nuggets. She'll eat strawberries
strips.
And blueberries.
Strips.
Right. Oh, no. She won't eat chicken off the bone. Let's not be funny now.
All right. She's calm down, Miles.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on.
She's not that exotic where you eat chicken off the bone.
At least she's eating some fruit.
Look, she will absolutely eat berries, right? So raspberries are in season. She'll eat those. She'll eat strawberries. She'll eat blueberries. But like I said to Miles, and she eats blueberries constantly. And she's sitting next to me on the sofa last night. She's eating blueberries. Her brother says, hey, can I get a handful of blueberries? And she's very obliging. And he grabs a handful of blueberries. And like most normal people, whether it's M&M's, blueberries, peanuts, you pop like five or six in your mouth and off you go. Yeah. And I know she does this. And she's been doing it since she was little. I just typically don't watch her eat blueberries, so I kind of forgot how annoying this is. A blueberry is about the size of a marble.
Yep. Yeah.
It takes her three bites. Three bites. So then I'm seeing her out of the corner of my eye, and I'm like, all right, maybe she's just distracted by the TV. So now the 40 blueberries I kind of watched
you can't
her
stop.
Eat.
You can't stop looking now.
Well, now I can't, right? So it's just, I'm not watching TV anymore. I'm doing the side eye, my periphery. And she's sitting directly next to me. And she has this little-ass blueberry in her hand. And I don't know why it bothers me. It doesn't matter. But she takes a bite of the blueberry, then takes another bite, and then the third bite. And I'm like, but you go through like 4 pints of these in 2 days. And I don't understand how you can do that when it takes you 3 nibbles. Like, do you even get taste in your mouth at that point? She gets about as much in her mouth as you get when there's chicken stuck in your teeth and you're finally sucking it. Like, that's not a meal to me. That's just a little bit of leftover stuff, and it drives me bonkers. And it really should. And I don't say anything because I'm like, look, it's.
Sure, you don't want to make her feel bad about it.
I don't
it,
want her to feel bad. Look, that's how you eat blueberries. Just why do you eat blueberries like that?
My wife will do the same thing with like gummy candies. If she's eating a gummy bear. Same thing. If
like
you're eating a gummy
bites?
Bear, you'll just pop a gummy bear.
What, she decapitate it?
Yes.
They just put
she'll,
it in your mouth and eat it.
Chew a piece off, or you know, she's really into Swedish candy right now.
All right.
And every single piece, I would just pop into my big fat ass mouth.
Yes.
Now she will find some way to make this little, you know,
Swedish fish.
Jujube. No. Can't do the Swedish fish. All right. Hates the Swedish fish. True Swedish candy, Ted.
My apologies.
But she'll make it last 3 bites.
And it's
what are
staggering.
You doing?
But my daughter does that with everything. Like I said, the worst is pizza, and she's always eating pizza this way. I just thought. Look, she's going
to
be 14 years old
to me. I
tomorrow.
Watched this happen.
14 years old tomorrow. So I figured maybe 8 years ago, by the time she's 14, it won't be like this. So just the way she eats pizza, it gets deconstructed on the plate. Pepperoni removed, cheese removed from the crust. We'll eat the crust, then eat the cheese, then eat the pepperoni. Like I said,
what about the bread underneath or the sauce?
Yeah, the crust. She'll eat that. Look, she eats the entire slice of pizza. She just doesn't eat it at one time. All right, so I know this to be the fact. But
have you ever asked her to just take a bite of it all together?
I have. It doesn't work
I mean,
for her, man.
Just try it all day long.
I know, but
like
that's what I'm saying.
At this 8-person birthday party.
But that's
table.
Why you don't bring it on, because it's like, look, man, this is your quirk. I've accepted this. The problem is when you forget. So right now, we're doing what I find to be a very strange thing and shopping around for high schools, like high school kids shop around for colleges. I didn't know that was a thing. When I was growing up, your parents put your ass on a bus or that bus dropped you off. That's where you went to high school. That's the entire discussion. Well, now you get to shop around, so whatever.
The private school thing. Yeah, right. We did it.
No,
yeah.
Public and private, dude.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You they got a
public
school.
Schools, you just went to your district.
You can, but you can also not.
Transfer portal.
Right. All of this crap is coming up now. I did not know any.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from The Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Any of this until a couple of weeks ago. So we're doing the thing, no big deal, but we went to whatever high school a couple of weeks ago, very close to the pizza place in the mall, Ted. One closer. You said
that? Yeah.
All right. So, in my mind, I'm going to be the cool dad. Everyone's a little tired. I did it after work. It's about 9 o'clock at this point. I said, hey, man, do you guys want to get pizza? And they're like, oh, hell yeah. So, we sit down as a family. They serve the pizza, and instantly it comes back. Everyone grabs 2 slices. We're mowing down. We're talking. And again, she always sits next to me, so it's my peripheral vision. And it drives me nuts, but I'm not going to say anything. The pepperoni comes off. The cheese comes off. Now, there's 2 certain piles. That you eat your crust, but when she eats the crust, it is upside down. I can't
upside
explain.
Down. What do you mean? So, like, the sauce side is the bottom?
Right, but keep in mind, most of the sauce has come off of the cheese. So, there's very little fear. It's not a messy thing.
All right.
Okay. All right. but here's a slice of pizza. We would eat it like this. She has it like, I don't know, it's like upside down.
Right.
Like,
she actually reverse eats the doggone
thing. Reverse eats it. Lynn eats the cheese. Lynn eats the pepperoni. Maybe she eats the pepperoni before the cheese. But either way, she's eating a slice of pizza.
Does she like go around the place? You know, so she's deconstructing it. So now she's got bread. She's got sauce. She's got cheese.
That
she's got pepperoni. She will spread around. You know, she'll eat a pepperoni here. She'll eat a slice of cheese here. She'll eat a bite of the crust.
Typically,
here,
she crushes a pile per pile.
Pile per pile.
All right, so it'll be cheese. It'll be pepperoni. It'll be crust. Whatever order she wants to do it, who knows? That's where the magic happens. But the problem with doing it like this, and also she eats really slow. And I remembered as we're sitting there, we're now down to one slice left. She's still working on slice number one because it's one pepperoni at a time. And even with the pepperoni, it's several bites. And it's just, what are you going to do? And I've said this a million times. The first boy that wants to take her out on a date, just to see where he really stands with her, be like, hey, tell you what I'll do. I'm going to pay for you to take her out for dinner. Oh, thank you, Mr. Hill. No. You got to take her out for pizza. I'm going to leave it at that. If after that meal, you were cool to go on a second date, like, knock yourself out, bro. Because that's how she eats. But there's a couple things I had to remember. One, if we go to a pizza place and they say, would you like apples? Say you're getting mozzarella sticks. Would you like them to come up before the pizza? No. In fact, if you can get the pizza out before the appetizers, that would be great. That way, by the time we eat the appetizers and get to pizza, maybe she's a slice and a half down. But if you go and get pizza with my daughter, it's like a marathon. You're going to be there for a hot
minute. Are you just waiting for her to eat while you got the tab and everything in front of you?
I will usually tell her you got to either shove the rest in your mouth or be done with it, but I'm getting the tab. And I try to be patient. So it's like a 20-minute grace period. I've had as many drinks as I'm willing to drink. You know what I mean? It was a couple of shots. I've had a beer. I've had a Coca-Cola. Now your brother's all fired up because he's had more caffeine than he needs. But we're trying to kill freaking time here. You know what I mean? And it's like there's just nothing you can do, and I'm done trying. I got like, this is who she is.
Breaks it down piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
Who's the family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-803-ROCK. Like just eating the cheese and the meat first.
Anything.
All right, well, look.
I
was guilty of this Saturday night after a long day of tailgating. I simply just was like, everybody else is asleep. This pizza's left over. I'm just going to eat the meat and cheese.
Okay.
But my brother, it just looked like, as he said, somebody mutilated the pizza. Because there's just dry slices of triangles of bread. All the sauce. And you could see where I, like, ran my teeth across to get the sauce off.
God, man.
But that was just me being a drunk idiot.
Don't want those carbs in the bread.
Yeah, I don't know, right? I was like, I'm not that hungry, but I got room for the meat and the cheese part. Right.
No carbs in beer.
Right. Normally, no, I just eat pizza. I wouldn't do that. But I was like, I didn't pay for it. Right, we're leaving the next day, so I wasn't going to
waste it.
So I was like, I don't feel bad kind of wasting it.
Who's the family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.